All right, now we got a sensitive holiday parenting issue, and a spoiler alert is coming. So if you've got young children listening, you might want to cover their ears.
Okay, all clear? Great, because we're going to talk about a relatively recent holiday tradition that delights some people and some parents and elicits loathing in other people.
Yeah, it's this elf on a shelf thing. This kind of snuck up on me. It's been growing in popularity in recent years. Pinterest, all sorts of pictures of creative and fun ideas using the elf magic, the elf on a shelf. And there's been pushback from some parents, some writers, one article saying that Elf on a Shelf is the greatest fraud ever pulled on children.
And parents, we want you to tell us what you think about this one. Does your family take part in the Elf on the Shelf new tradition? Do you think it's harmless fun or is it a total fraud? You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Aisha Sultan joins us now. She's a syndicated parenting columnist at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Aisha, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So this thing, Elf on a Shelf, has been around for a while. Like I said, it was pretty new to me. What is Elf on a Shelf?
The Elf on the Shelf is a doll that you buy. It's like $30. It's a doll, and it comes with a book. And the elf makes its appearance the day after Thanksgiving, and you hide it every the parents hide it every day in a different spot. And allegedly, the magical elf reports on the kids' behaviors every night to Santa Claus in the North Pole. So it's sort of this, and then the elf finds itself in all kinds of mischief and funny scenarios or situations that parents dream up and I guess have the time and energy to do every day from the day after Thanksgiving until Christmas, Christmas Eve, I suppose. And so, yeah, it was in 2005 that the book and this doll came out, and it's had $10 million in annual sales since then. And it's become a huge thing, like you said, on social media, Pinterest. But the funny thing is, so last year, I wrote a feature story for the Post-Dispatch about 30 creative ideas for your elf on the shelf. And that was one of our most read stories online from the entire year. I think it got over a million hits.
We had
this gallery. And then that story ran all over the country. Because I think at some point you start running out of ideas about what to do with this elf. And you have to keep your kids entertained. And they go on the playground. And they talk about what their elf did and what did your elf do. And I think that has started to spring some of the backlash towards it.
So let's talk about that backlash. For people who are backlashing, what do they object to?
Okay, there are a few things. First of all, I mean, would you want to commit to 30 days of extra work in your house? I think if you have young children, especially the holiday season, it's kind of exhausting just by the end of the day, let alone to have to come up with some creative new idea or stunt for this elf to do. And some parents, well, you know how certain things get on Pinterest, this competitive suburban parenting arms race, and the elf does ever elaborate things. Like we've seen hot tubs of like created in the sink full of marshmallows with a Barbie in there, and you see messes, things broken, the tree disheveled. I mean, the elf comes around and creates this big mess, and then who has to clean it all up? So on one hand, there's the argument of this is just creating a lot more work and stress and anxiety for parents who already have a lot to do at this time of year. Second of all, another objection is that this like sort of creepy behavior control because your kids are being told that this thing is watching them and reporting on them every single day. Now, for some kids, that might not be a deterrent, but for other kids, it might be a little creepy or unnerving or scary. And there have been some parents who have said that, oh, my kids did not like this idea of this elf watching them and that message that that sent. And I think lastly, and probably the most valid criticism, is that it teaches kids at a time of year when, you know, it's about giving and caring and religious beliefs that you need to be good because someone's watching, and if you're good, you'll get.
And we're going to have to hit pause right there. I'm sorry, we're going to come back and pick up this conversation. We want to hear from you. What about Elf on the Shelf? Do you embrace it or do you think it's a problem and extra work and surveillance-y? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll get to your calls after the news. This is Central Time.
You're You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're talking right now with parenting columnist Aisha Sultan about the ongoing debate over the holiday fad Elf on the Shelf. And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you think about this relatively new holiday practice? Do you think it's harmless fun or do you see some serious issues with it? The idea being the elf appears sometime after Thanksgiving, reports back each night to Santa at the North Pole, and then comes back in a new place, making some new mischief the next day. Let us know at 800-642-1234.
We'll go right to our callers. We've got Jill on the line in Madison. Jill, hi.
Hello.
So what's your take on Elf on the Shelf,
well,
Jill?
I'm a teacher. I teach the four-year-old kindergarten at my school, and I tell you, I have used the Elf in a positive way. I did read the book and did not like, you know, all of the mischief and all of that and the good and the bad. I have him looking for the kids that are, you know, making good choices, of course, and good behavior, being kind to each other. He does funny things. He, you know, has a snowball fight with Mr. Potato Head. I use marshmallows and those kinds of things. And then my husband, like yesterday, my husband came to school as the elf coming alive. And brought candy canes, and the kids that normally have speech and language issues or have ELL or English language learners were so excited. And these are our little ones that have difficulty speaking and, you know, even expressing their feelings. When he left, they wanted to write him letters and thanking of thanks. Pictures, draw pictures. It just was amazing what happened with their imagination and sparked their interest in learning.
That's great, Jill. Thank you so much. And Aisha, I think that's one point here. You don't have to follow the exact rules as given. People are getting creative in different ways with this Elf on the Shelf thing.
You're absolutely right. And Jill sounds like a wonderful teacher.
Well, thanks a lot for that, Jill. And we're going to go next to Cindy. Cindy joins us from De Pere. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I really liked what the teacher just said, and I think that's a really neat thing to do. The piece that I was feeling was that it sounds very commercial. It sounds like somebody had a great idea just to make some more money, you know, during the holiday season. And then I get to worry about kids from poor families when you're talking about the parents, you know, or the kids on the playground in there. And they're saying, well, what did your elf do? Or what did your elf do? And then it's just one more place where poor kids can get left out because their families can't afford to be doing that as far as money or time. And then they're just like, well, why isn't that elf at my house? And that's just kind of the way I felt.
Right. Interesting point, Cindy. I appreciate that. And Aisha, is that something that you've thought about, too, that this could be something that divides kids according to finances in the house?
Well, I mean, and even Santa, you know, has that unintended consequence. There are always kids who get more and kids who get less or not very much at all. And you're absolutely right. The commercial aspect of this has been criticized roundly because there's a whole line of Elf on the Shelf merchandise that you can buy and different ways to do it. And really the only people, like you said, who have the time and resources to do it are ones who are relatively middle class or affluent. But you're absolutely right about that.
Cindy, thanks for your call at 800-642-1234. You can join in with your thoughts on this Elf on the Shelf phenomenon, harmless holiday fun, or something bad. There's been some pushback on this, saying it's bribery for kids, in effect, rewarding them for good behavior with the promise of presents from Santa. Ashley on Facebook says, never did this before, but I find it adorable and entertaining. I plan to start doing it next year. Why people like to suck the joy out of little fun for kids is beyond me. So, Aisha, any fairness in that? The people criticizing this thing are being a bit of a killjoy.
I think anybody who is able to make this fun and keep this fun in their house, like, power to them. And I think people who feel like it's a little too much or doesn't really feel right to them, they're certainly entitled to that. It's, I mean, there's really no point to
judge other people's choices when it comes to an elf on the shelf. But, that's sort of my take on it.
We've got another comment from Jill on Facebook who says, our elf is in charge of Christmas cheer, which means she leaves notes suggesting things we can do, usually good deeds, to help us and others find the Christmas spirit. But I do wish, she says, we'd never started it. I've got enough going on in December. But then I realized I only have about 5 more Christmases at best to do it and decided it wasn't too bad. So Jill kind of getting at that extra work angle that you were talking about. I don't know, some little back and forth on this, even with people who do it.
I think Jill's idea is beautiful, and it's wonderful, and I would love for her elf to come live in my house for a while. But I don't know about you guys, but when you have young kids and, you know, by the time you get through dinner and homework and everything else, activities, everything else you have to do, it just seems like a big commitment to go in for 30 days on, you know, having to put this elf and create it in different places every day. But you know what? Some people love it, and I think it's a creative activity for them to enjoy and do, and it's very cute. So power to them.
Back to our callers now. We've got Rosa on the line in Waterford. Rosa, hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry, Rosa, we're not hearing your connection very well. A note from our producer that Rosa said her husband said the elf was grooming kids for us to live in a surveillance society. The elf is watching. And that's, you touched on this earlier, Aisha. I mean, is this a concern that this notion that you've got this thing, it's in effect spying for Santa?
Isn't Santa supposed to know what we're doing? Whether kids are good and bad anyway, isn't Santa watching all the time? I mean, I think it's just an extension of that idea. And I suppose the thing that makes me uncomfortable is if parents do use this in a punitive way. Like, I know parents that have, you know, said that the kids were so bad they had to ban the elf or send the elf back to the North Pole, and they really try to use it to influence kids' behavior. And I don't know how successful that's going to be in the long run. But, you know, there are plenty of other ways in which kids get the message that everything we do is watched, recorded, stalked, you know, beyond just an elf.
And actually, you wrote a piece last year that featured some creative ideas for Elf on the Shelf, and people, as you said, are getting really creative. What's one of your favorites?
Well, I think it was funny. I think one of the funniest ones that we had was somebody had put the elf in the car that that Barbie drives, and they had them on some kind of racetrack or doing something funny. And then one of the comments, well, not just one, several readers pointed out that in the photo, these were all reader-submitted photos in creative ways they situated the elf. And several people pointed out that the Barbie was topless in the car, and that it was not in good taste for the elf to be riding with a topless Barbie.
Okay, so that's getting into a whole new area of Elf on the Shelf, probably unintentional by the parents,
yes.
I'm guessing.
I'm sure.
Well, one angle on this, I mean, your readers shared their pictures with you, and lots of people are posting their Elf on the Shelf pictures on various social media sites. We mentioned Pinterest earlier. Is social media necessary in a way for the success of this thing?
Certainly it helped the word of mouth, you know, absolutely. And then it helps people who do get a little competitive in their craftiness. I realized I have absolutely no reason, like, no room to compete on any of that, on any of those levels, so I never got into it. And I just think it's funny to see the creative things people come up with. But I can see how it might make someone feel like, oh, here's another thing in which I'm failing my children and not doing the Christmas thing with them, because I cannot. Okay, so we saw some very elaborate pictures in which they had, like, created this elf hanging from the wall, and like rock climbing, and like an entire scene built out of, you know, different toys. It was very, you'd be surprised at how elaborate people get with these scenarios.
So people are having fun with it, presumably, by hearing what we're hearing. But is there something to be said for the worry that maybe this is bad parenting technique? Because what happens the day after Christmas and the elf goes home, do the kids just act out and you've sort of lost your tool, your parenting, your leverage?
What? I read that in one of the comments someone posted on an article about that, is that, oh yeah, you know, yeah, sure, my kids are angels up until Christmas, but then the minute the elf is gone and they've gotten the gift from Santa's, then they turn into major brats again and it's impossible to control them. So you do have to think about the way in which you're motivating your kids' behavior. And obviously the best type of motivation is intrinsic, when the child realizes, you know, we want to be good because it's the right thing to do, and it feels good to be good and caring, and work on that piece of it when it comes to changing your child's behavior. But if you want this to be just a fun
tradition that your family does, then by all means, you know, it's not going to turn them, as long as you use it the right way, I don't think that it's a harmful tradition.
Now, my kids were too old for this by the time I found out about it, and I think my creativity would be, okay, today's the elf's on the kitchen chair. Tomorrow it's on the dining room chair. How about in your house, Aisha? Did you get into Elf on a Shelf? What did you do with it?
Are you kidding me? Like, there's no way I'm adding anything else on my list of things to do. And I asked my children, I was like, so are your, you know, friends talking about Elf on the Shelf? And I think it sort of peaks around kindergarten, first grade, second grade. But then after that, they kind of get wise to it. And so, fortunately, mine are in the later grades of elementary school, and I don't feel so guilty.
My mom invented an elf for our family. Shouldn't say invented. She met him, invited him to our home. His name is Metek, which sounds Klingon to me, and not very North Polesy. But he's invisible, which takes some of the work out of it.
That is brilliant. Now, your mom needed to patent and sell that.
I know.
I thought
of that.
On an island right now.
We missed the boat.
Exactly.
Maybe without the Klingon name.
Right.
To make it
Metek, the invisible Klingon elf.
Well, it works for us. What can I say?
I will kill you if you are not good, child. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I can't talk anymore.
Gardach.
And now we see why other people are making money off this and not my family.
Exactly.
Because the Klingon elf is not a big seller. Well, what do you think? Do you think this is going to burn itself out, Aisha, in our last moments here? Or is this going to keep going strong and be a new thing for a long time to come?
I'm going to say that for the next few years, it will keep going strong because there is such a commercial push behind it. But I'll tell you what, I bet the kids who grew up with the Elf on the Shelf are really not going to want to do all that for their kids. They're going to be like, oh, this was nice, but we really don't have time for this for our own kids.
Well, Aisha, thank you so much for joining us and talking about Elf on a Shelf today.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. You have a wonderful Christmas.
You too. We've been speaking with Aisha Sultan, syndicated parenting columnist at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.